Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, second of 2023.
Woo-hoo!
Takes me a bit to realize it is actually 2023, because either I still think it's 2022 or I think it's 2024.
You're in the future.
I'm in the future. My brain is not all here. So, Sarah, take it away with how people get a hold of us.
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So in the last episode, I actually had something I wanted to talk about, but we ended up getting into having babies and how our holidays went. It went a little different. And I mean, we're going to talk about babies, kind of.
Okay.
But not in that sense that we were last week.
All right.
Have you heard the term nepo baby?
No.
Do you know what nepotism means?
Yes.
So it's like that new term that they're calling specifically like celebrity kids. They call them nepotism babies. Nepo babies.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you have people like, you know, the Kardashians, like younger sisters, the Jenners or whatever. Anybody whose parent was a celebrity beforehand.
A lot of famous actors.
Uh-huh.
I find out, oh, okay, their parents are famous actors too.
Right, or musicians or whatever it is, right?
Right.
So a lot of people have been shaming these people for being nepo babies. And it's like, on one hand, I get it. Like they, I'm not saying that it wasn't heavily influenced by the fact that their parents are famous, that mm-hmm. they were able to get these careers that easily. But I still think they had to work for it. A lot of the times you still have to audition. You still have to do the training, especially if you do action movies.
And like have talent.
Yeah. Because I've seen some really bad actors.
Famous just celebrities?
Like, just in general, like you can tell like either their acting gets better or they're just like when they try to do like a skit or something like for social media, I'm like, oh, God, please don't ever act.
Oh, but they're not already like famous actors because of their parents or something.
No. But
oh,
like, maybe they're the kids of famous people, but I'm like, maybe you should just stick to sports or music or.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to do exactly what your parents are doing.
So BuzzFeed came up with this list where it's like people are sharing things that make them, quote, nepo babies, which basically they're doing it as an earnest appreciation of the things we pick up from our parents.
Oh, okay.
So instead of saying like, oh, well, you're only successful, you're only this because of your parents.
Yeah.
They kind of changed it up and be like, okay, well, let's appreciate the things that we got because of our parents, whether it's a skill or, you know, a trait or something. And so I'll have you think about it.
Okay.
What it is that you think you learned from your parents. And I'm going to go down and see what these people said about their parents. So one person says that when he was a stay-at-home parent to three kids, my dad used snow forts as his physical and creative outlet, and now I'm really good at ice and snow sculptures. And cool. They did show a picture. It looks like almost like an actual life-size, like tower-ish kind of small castle with stairs.
Wow.
Like, holy crap.
That's so random.
Right? But I love that. Like, like that's not something you would think about. Like,
No. And he probably would have never got into that if his father wasn't.
I think it was a gal. Yeah, Annie.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that awesome?
Excuse me. My bad. Sorry, Annie.
Somebody else says, I know how to polish silver and never talk to the cops and always lawyer up.
Ooh, that's just like, I feel like everyone should learn to do that. But honestly, in those situations, I'd be so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I need a lawyer. Oh, you get to know none of my information.
Bethany says, I know the importance of unions and how to dress to go on strike in Detroit winners.
Damn.
Right? This one's really cute. I think it's Ravana. It says, my dad was a musician who used to quiz me about music when we were in the car together. He would make me name the song, artist, and album so I can do that like for any classic rock song now.
Dude, I wish my parents did that with every genre of music for me.
Oh, God.
Because I'm so bad. Even songs I love. I'm like, what is the name of the song? Like, wow.
And I hate it when I play that game in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I know this song because we play it all the time. And
right?
And then I have to sing it in my head. I'm like, oh, it's this from this.
I swear.
There's a few bands, for some reason, I get them mixed up. Like, I know it's not, you know, this band. And I know the song. I just can't get it out there.
So that was really good on that person's parents.
This one's more of like a nice, like feel good kind of like. Learned from my mom that losing a job after a few months sometimes means that there was something wrong with the job and not you. Learned from my dad how to fix the video conferencing device so that meetings actually start on time. I think that for me, at least with my dad, I learned, it was one of those like a roundabout way I learned how to do this or made myself learn. Because when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this. I think subconsciously, I always assume that men knew how to do all the manly things.
Right.
Like, you know, do a little bit of carpentry, maybe a little electrician work, you know, just a very minor basic thing.
Know how to hang a picture up, know how to change a light bulb, that,
you know,
kind of
change a tire, oil, everything. And then when I dated my first serious boyfriend out of high school, I realized that's not the case.
Yeah, no, not with a lot of men.
Not all dudes. I mean, they don't get me wrong. He was really good at, you know, the stuff he did know. But when it came to like just the basic stuff, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to learn this. So especially now that I've become a homeowner.
Or find a man who knows how to do it.
Right. I just.
That's what I did.
Right. But like I never wanted to like be tied to somebody just because they knew how to do stuff I didn't know how to do. And I couldn't do anything without them.
Oh.
Right.
I have no problem with that. Yeah. Luckily, I love the guy. So
right, no, yeah.
I'm not just with him because of that. But right. It is very convenient that he knows how to do everything. Because my dad, BJ, definitely does not.
No. So especially since I bought my house, I've taken it upon myself that whenever my dad's going to help me with something or he's doing something, I will go out of my way to watch him.
Yeah, so I try to learn.
Yeah, even if I'm not necessarily doing it myself or it's not something I'm going to do, I'm like, I kind of want to get the idea behind it.
So he knows some things.
My dad knows quite a bit. I thought men would be like my dad.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I thought that, like, you know, I had such a good example. I just assumed all guys were like that. So now it's like, no, I'm going to be that man.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
That made me think of the Cher quote. Like, she was in an interview and she said she was talking about her mom. Her mom's like, honey, when are you going to settle down and marry a rich man? And she looks at her mom. She's like, Mom, I am a rich man. Like, I don't need no man. I got myself. I was like, damn.
I don't know why I feel like that's so funny. Just like picturing Cher say that.
Oh, it was awesome. It was when she was a little younger, too. So it was like, I want to say an interview in like the 70s or 80s or something.
Damn.
So I freaking love it. Stance. Oh, I love it. But yeah, I definitely know a lot of that kind of stuff from my dad. Although I will admit, there are some things that I just can't do.
Oh.
No matter how simple they are, how simple it is, I just can't do it.
Like what?
Fixing laundry room, the accordion doors.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like when so I've had this issue a couple times with the doors and they kind of slide off the track and then I push it back, but then I can't tighten it to get it so it doesn't like fall off the tracks.
Right.
I've put in a new track. I could put the new track in, but I couldn't get the doors. So for a good couple months now, I've had the doors open. So I only have half of my doorway to go into my room.
Oh, that sounds very inconvenient.
But I'm so used to it now that I'm like, oh, I have a full doorway. My dad came over. I'm like, Dad, I need help. There's a few things I need help with.
Oh, so he could do it though.
Yeah, my dad can. So I'm like, Dad, I'm an independent, strong lady. But I need you.
But will you show me how to do this?
And then there was a few things I thought were broken that I tried to fix. I'm like, I couldn't fix it. And then he looks at him like a doorknob. And he's like, no, you did. I was like, yes. Okay, vindicated. But then also the garage door I had some issues with. So he helped me with that.
So you kind of sort of need a man that can do everything that you can't do.
I still need to learn. I did manage. I learned how to reset the controller. That was easy. Like the remote control and the garage door. And I was able to do all of that. I got it mixed up. Like it says, you got to put the chain back on the track. And I was doing it on the opposite way. I'm like, I'm trying.
See,
it was on the other side.
See, in my relationship, like I will try to do things. Well, when we first started dating, I would try to do things. But, you know, sometimes I just have to admit he's better at all of this crap than me. And he's going to get more upset if I try, get frustrated and still can't do it and maybe F it up even more. And he'll be just like, why didn't you just ask me in the first place?
Right.
So I have to put my ego aside and just be like, I have no problem asking for help anyway. So I'm like, babe, will you help me do this?
Like,
or just do it for me? Thank you.
Yeah. There's been a few times where I probably should have asked for help.
Because I sometimes will make the issue worse. And then he's just like, dude, it would have been so much easier if you hadn't touched it.
Yeah, like it's one of those, like BJ has made this joke on air and stuff. He's like, you're the one that like has no problem doing this. Like I don't mind. I'm one of the few people that doesn't mind painting houses, like indoor, outdoor, whatever. Like my best friend hates it. So luckily when she was pregnant, I came over and helped her husband paint their nursery because she couldn't smell the paint anyways.
Oh God, yeah.
So I was like, I got you, boo. She's like, oh, I'll tape anything you want. I'm like, I hate taping. You could tape it. I'll paint. Like any day of the week, I will do that for you. I will paint all day. And I've gotten pretty good at it. Like,
well, it sounds like one of those, like, you know, creativity things, too, that you like.
Right.
It's a really big project.
Right. And I can do it pretty quickly. That being said, BJ is like, oh, you're going to end up finding a guy who's like the opposite of you, who, you know, you're going to be the one that does these projects and he will be, you know, doing other stuff. I'm like, no. I mean, he doesn't have to. The guy I find, I don't necessarily need him to be into the projects I'm into. He can have his own projects. But I feel like we both need to equally work at things.
Like house projects and stuff. Yeah.
I want somebody who's equally excited about these things.
Oh, excited about it?
Excited for having like a nice house. I mean.
Oh.
I mean, nobody likes sitting around and cleaning.
Yeah, but you like to fix things. Like, that gives you like a sense
dopamine.
Of hell yeah. Exactly, right?
It crosses it off the list for like, sure. That's the nice thing. It's like doing it isn't actually like cleaning, for example. Cleaning isn't fun for me. Getting it done is. Like
what
having
about, like,
it be
painting?
Done.
Is painting fun for
like,
you?
Like house painting, it's the end result that I like. It's not so much the process of it. I love the before and after feeling. Like the after, I cross it off my list, it's done, look how nice it is. That's
so
my favorite
someone
part.
Needs to be willing to help you do all these things, but not necessarily excited about it.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, like when my house is like fully clean, I'm like, oh, it's so nice. I get so excited. But actually having to clean it, I hate it. I hate cleaning. Organizing, though, is my stress release. Organizing is different than cleaning.
God, you're so confusing.
Organizing is putting things like binders, boop, boop, boop. Cleaning is where you have to actually scrub. You got the toilet, the germs, the chemicals.
But like doing like switching out your cabinets or something that's like unnecessary but you want to, or like, you know, painting your cabinets or putting new doorknobs on your cabinets because you don't like, to me that's not exciting at all.
It's like
oh, our doorknobs are fine, like why, you know what I mean, like stuff like that. Like
one, I wouldn't be putting the doorknobs on there because I can't put anything on straight. That is another thing.
Jesus.
I can't do anything. I had this issue yesterday. I was putting up refixing. I have this curtain rod behind my bed with curtains. The middle one was not in the middle. It was not center. And it was driving me insane. So I went and redid it all. But like it took me a good solid while to get it straight and even.
Jeez.
And luckily the housemate came in and she's just like, nope, I got you. Like she was able to like direct me from
Where's
afar.
She been? She can help you with all this.
She came home from work and she's looking from like, she was my eyes like behind me. She's like, no, you're good. You're good. Right there, right there. I'm like, yes. That's not a dirty.
yes.
But another person did say, after I was born, my mom worked as a temp worker, secretary, typist, direct sales associate for Mary Kay, home child care provider, preschool teacher, elementary school teacher. So I know a whole lot about our lack of support for mothers pushes women to low wage gendered work.
Jesus.
I thought she was going to say, like, I know how to take care of kids. That was me. Like,
That's like sad.
A little bit, but not wrong. I am the oldest out of all my cousins.
Oh, you got pushed into that whether you wanted to or not.
Oh, no, I did want to. At first, the first cousin, not so much. Mm-hmm. I make fun of her because she's like, out of all my cousins, she's the one I'm closest with. My cousin, Sarah, funny enough.
Oh.
She's the mom of my three nieces, and she is born a year after I was, a year and some months. So I keep joking, like, I was the apple of everyone's eyes.
Until
you came along and ruined it. She's like, I know, I ruined it.
You were the new cute little shiny baby.
And then after, a year after her, was my brother. So that's the joke. But there are, including the baby brother, I think there's 17, 18 of us.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest. The youngest one is now my little brother, who's 4. But before him, the youngest, she is now almost 18.
Damn, yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah, because I'm 15 years older than she is, exactly. So in 15 years, they got that many kiddos.
Ooh.
And now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one on the way, great-grandkids. Yeah.
Damn, y'all are old.
Nope. Old as 33.
Pushing them out.
Yep, nope. So, yeah, I learned how to take care of kids from a young age because I liked, you know, hey, it's the new baby. There was a baby pretty much every single year in my young childhood.
Yeah, that makes sense why you love the baby phase then.
Right. And then also, like, when people say, oh, yeah, I've never changed a diaper. I'm like, what?
I've never changed a diaper.
What? Not even, like, a toddler diaper?
No. I have an older brother and I'm the youngest. That's all. And then I never like babysat or anything.
No, I babysat.
Never.
I've changed all ages of diapers, like even before the littlest brother, because we've had him since he was 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
Like diapers I've been doing since I was single digits. Like,
jeez. Well, it helps too that like we moved across country from really all of our family. Right. So I was the baby.
You were the baby. But yeah, that it throws me off. Like it because it's a different life, like a completely different lifestyle.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think if I ever have kids, I'm going to be a
Vicky.
Yes, yes, I'm going to be, crap, literally. And I can't handle crap. So that's going to be a whole, I always joke with my man, because he can't do puke. If someone pukes, he pukes. So I'm like, you handle the crap, I'll handle the puking.
Eventually, it's not pleasant. It's one of those things, like, you just do it.
You just get numb to it, probably.
You kind of get numb to it. So there's times where I'm like, oh, crap, he peed, like, through his diaper, and it's on my hands. Well,
here we go.
It used to be like, it's on my hands. No, it's okay.
Well, I feel like it's kind of like when you have a pet, you know, like you have to pick it up. You have to, sometimes you step in it. Sometimes you like patting the pee down, you know, you're like, cool. Yeah.
Wash my hands now.
At least it's cute, I guess.
That's, I don't know. I could handle definitely a baby stuff than animal stuff.
Yeah.
Although I will say something I learned, I never thought about this, and I always kind of wanted to get for the baby brother when he was a newborn, is they have this thing where you can put your baby wipes in and it heats them up.
I need that for me.
Right. But somebody pointed out it is not a good idea because you're not going to have that everywhere you go. So you're going to get your baby accustomed to warm wipes. So then when you're out and about, you're only going to have the cold wipes.
Freaks out, yeah.
And it's going to be different. So you got to just get them used to the cold ones. I'm like, oh. And you don't spend the money on it.
Well, dude, I'm with my arm. Well, first when it was like in a sling when I injured myself, right? Like I couldn't, like showering, it kind of still is a little bit of an issue, but it was a process. Mm-hmm. So my mom, bless her soul, she went out and got me like body wipes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Wipes or something.
Yeah, for like, I call them whore baths. So like when you don't have time to rinse off, but your pit smell or whatever, you just
right.
like. But man, if
it's
I had.
It's a whore shower is what they call it.
If I had that heat. That heated ones? Oh man, that'd be so nice.
Ooh, I mean,
you know, other areas too.
I mean, you can probably still order it on Amazon.
Not for my child.
Don't use it for the baby. This other person does says extreme couponing and very many ways to save a few pennies.
Oh,
I always thought about that. Like, if I didn't have to work for whatever reason, let's say I got hurt and I couldn't work for a while, I think I could see myself getting into extreme couponing because I'm fascinated by how that would work. Have you seen like the?
I have like the shows
where they get money back after they spend $1,000,
and they have like 800 mac and cheeses, 300 cans of beans, and right. I'm like, this is so unnecessary.
But a lot of times, though, they are either spending like $5 for $1,000 worth of groceries, and they can donate it to their local charity. So I've seen a lot of people do that, or they create, especially with like body care items like deodorant, toothpaste, and stuff like that. They create bags and then they hand them out to homeless people when they see them and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you're not spending any money. You're just putting your time into it. But at the same time, it's like I hear it's a full time job for some people.
Oh, yeah. Especially, and it becomes like an obsession.
Yeah. Like, especially if you're a stay at home mom, she's like, I can't work. I got the kids, but this is my way to contribute to the family. I'm like, yeah.
You would get crazy it, though.
Oh, yeah. What was it? I do see sometimes on Facebook Marketplace, people will be like, yeah, I have a crap ton of laundry detergent. Who wants to buy it off of me? And I think they're extreme couponers who just buy a bunch of stuff and then sell it for cheaper. Cheaper than the stores, but make a profit.
God, it's just so much work to I think it's, I mean, for people who like get all that stuff and then get it for no money at all and then donate it, I think that's wonderful.
Right, that's what
but,
I
like,
would
do. Just hoard all of it or like hoard it and then resell it.
I'm like,
I mean, that's
a lot of work.
It's I'm a like, lot
might as well
of work.
Get a job.
Yeah.
See, I would totally do that if for whatever reason I couldn't go to work. And then I would have like my stock of just like, you know, my pantry full of food and then either distribute it amongst family members and or charities.
Right.
And then just feed everyone.
You don't want beans sucks because I have 100 in the pantry.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I love this person. My father is the polka king of the Midwest.
Dope.
And she's like literally the president of the Midwest Polka Association.
Damn, he's like real legit.
Right. It made me think of Home Alone, where it's like poka, poka, poka.
Oh, yeah.
So I am the poka princess over here.
Oh.
And then says my mom is a baker and has worked in bakeries and kitchens for 30 plus years. Learned every trick in the book from her.
Wow, that's cool.
And that's like, that's kind of fun. Like learning like the like tricks of like kitchen stuff if your parents are into that.
And that's like handy for just mm-hmm. like, not even if you're in that industry, but just like everyday life. You know?
Right. I guess the thing for me, though, is definitely like the second language.
Oh, yeah. You got to thank them for that because I can imagine.
It's been very helpful. And I feel bad for like a couple of my cousins who either their parents didn't really teach them, even though they were still like in a their parent was with them. I have one cousin who's she didn't really grow up with her Spanish speaking parent. So she didn't really learn it. She learned everything she learned really was in school. She'll understand it for the most part because she was able to pick back up when she remembered, like she did get him back in her life. But yeah, she doesn't speak it fluently.
Dang. Yeah, that sucks. That's really like cool.
But then I have other cousins too. Like their parent was there the entire time and they understand everything you say to them. And they will answer back in English and they'll be like, oh, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. But they don't speak it.
Like, that sucks.
None of them. There's four of them.
Wow. Well, that's like, I mean, my fiance really, like he like knows a little bit, but he didn't like grow up around it.
Does his parents speak it?
His dad doesn't, but everybody else in his dad's family does. But that's...
Oh, does his mom?
No, neither. So...
Oh, that makes
like,
sense, though.
They lost it right when, I guess his dad didn't learn it. So then, of course, he didn't learn it because he didn't grow up with it.
That makes sense.
But I'm like, dang, it'd be so cool if you did know it. He knew more than I thought he knew when we went to Mexico. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how are you?
How's his accent? I'm curious now.
I know. That's actually good. Because I was just shocked that he even, like, knew what they were saying. Like, the bartenders would talk to him because everyone just assumes he knows Spanish.
Right.
And then he actually could understand, like, kind of say stuff. And I was like, what did you just say? I thought you just knew, like, how much I know, which is, like, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He knew cerveza, baño.
Yeah, exactly.
Tequila.
Uno más.
That's all you really need to know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Side note, I did see a travel hack. You get a t-shirt. You can buy them or you can make it. And it has symbols for everything. So if you're in a country you don't speak the language, you're like, I need Wi-Fi. You just point at the Wi-Fi or bathroom. You point at it and they can point
in
the direction.
That's smart. I wonder if they like hate that you don't know like the words.
I mean, I'm sure some people.
Yeah, because I know some people get really like, you don't even know how to say our language.
But some people like, as long as you try, that's all that matters. So
when is a t-shirt trying though?
Kind of, but like try to communicate with them. So the example I have is when I went to France with my cousin and there's that language barrier because we were supposed to only like stop by France. We weren't going to stay there.
Oh.
And so we ended up staying. And so I'm trying to, I talked to the, we ended up going to the wrong hotel because they had the same name.
Oh.
They're very different hotels too.
Is one like super swanky?
Yeah, the one that we went to first by accident. The next one wasn't, but we're like, eh, whatever. Basically, think of it as the hotel was maybe either in downtown Seattle or more north Seattle, and we had to go all the way to Tequila.
Damn! Yeah. Same name, though. Maybe that's how they trick you.
Right. But we had to take a cab because we were just exhausted. We didn't want to try to figure out the subway. And what they told us the cab would be about $20. And we were trying to talk to him like, you know, 20 euro. And he's like, no, 30. And we're like, dang it. Like, that's more than we were wanting to spend on any of this. And so then I pulled out my translation app and I would speak into it and then it would translate to French.
Oh, yeah.
And I would play it for him. And then he got so excited. He gave me like because he was all kind of grumpy at stuff at first. And he pulled out his phone. He's talking into it. We're trying to like talk. And he was so like nice about it. And he's like, oh, no, 20 euro, you know, at the end of it. Aww. He was so nice. But the idea that I was trying to communicate and explain to him like what was going on, like he was just excited. He didn't think we were just dumb Americans that didn't give a crap about him, his language or his country.
Well, he did at first until you pulled out that app.
Right. And then on the same night, actually, when we got to that hotel, we went across the street. There was this like cute Italian restaurant. And the only languages they could speak were Italian and French in that restaurant. And between my cousin and I, we could only speak English and Spanish. It was an empty restaurant. It's one of my favorite moments because it was an empty restaurant. And I'm trying to like do my little app and talk to them. And I'm trying to like, you know, type the words in so I know what's on the menu because I don't want to order snails or anything.
Yeah. something scary.
But like they kept, it literally was like the waiter and then like the other waiter, the busser, the chef.
They
like,
all tried
the dishwasher,
to come
they come out. They were just having so much fun trying to communicate. I'm like, does anybody speak Spanish? I'm trying to speak Spanish, seeing if that translates to Italian.
Yeah.
That might be connect to French, something. And so it was like, it was just so much fun. Maybe they're making fun of us. I don't know. But we all kind of seemed to have fun.
Yeah.
And we had good service. And eventually the restaurant filled up. So it was towards like the middle of our meal, so that worked out.
Right, yeah, because they would not be able to give you that much attention if it was full.
No, but I think they were just having fun with it. So I'm
right.
Like, okay.
Well, I'm especially like, they're like, okay, they know two languages, so that's
I'm
what's
like,
up.
Come on, and be like, Mexico, hey, we're not just American.
Yeah, like us a little better.
We're Mexican, you know. We were colonized.
Yeah. Please don't give me snails.
This one I think might be similar to what maybe your reaction or your response to this question.
Oh, okay.
It says, everyone in my family teaches and has theater background. So many of them are internationally recognized competitive public speakers, and I can give a hell of a presentation with or without preparation and at least appear relaxed in, the whole time. I feel like you've learned not necessarily presentation skills,
presentation,
but
hell no.
Performance.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely performance with BJ for sure. Acting, improv, kind of all that. But oh my, I don't know. I mean, he can definitely do the presentations way better than me. I've never, it's so weird what we do. Mm-hmm. Everyone would just think like, but I remember even in like grade school when you'd have to give a presentation, I was sweating buckets. Like, I don't know what, and I'm trying to think, well, yeah, I don't really think it's been different. Like, I don't really think I've like, yeah,
it's weird. It's different.
It's a difference.
It's different when you're in a more intimate group. But I do think about when I was in high school, specifically my senior year, I got a lot more confident in general, as opposed to any of the previous years. So whenever I would do presentations and stuff, like I actually did really well. And I remember, so I was in this video production class. There was TV production in the morning and video production in the afternoon classes. And TV production, we put on like our own news show.
Oh, cool.
So we had like three cameras. You had a teleprompter, but it was like old school. It wasn't like an electronic one or anything. And so every week you change jobs. So one person, their job was to write all the credits and make sure like everyone's birthdays, who it was your birthday, would be at the very end of the show for the school. One person made sure to was the camera switcher. They would switch between the three cameras. One person made sure like everything was like all set. Like one person was a camera. Another person was a teleprompter because you had to switch out the papers. Like, so.
And then one person was like delivering the.
Then you had two news anchors.
Right.
And so everyone who wanted to be a news anchor, like they wouldn't do repeat until everyone is gone.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, who wants to go? And I was always really shy about it. And so I finally like, it's like, who hasn't gone yet and wants to go? And it was me. And my teacher, I'd been in a couple of his classes and he was kind of rough around the edges, but I got screwed over by a couple of other people before and he's like yelled at me and all that stuff. So when I went up in front of the camera and on Mondays, we would always do the practice run and then we would actually air on Tuesday through Friday.
Wow, that's legit. I love
it. Oh, it was legit. This is kind of what made me want to be a news anchor. And so I got up there and I was actually reading it like, okay, I know how to do this. I've been watching how news anchors do it. I watched how the other kids do it. I can do this.
Yeah.
And I'm reading it, you know, going to the right camera. Okay, got a camera one. Okay, I'm at camera two. Cool. And at the end of it, like, I'm kind of taking my mic off, everything. And like, I'm the only one in that room. And he's like, you could do this the whole time? Like, he just looked at me like dumbfounded. Like, what?
I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's like, right. You shouldn't have yelled at me.
I'm like, yeah, like it's easy. Like, I don't know. This is just something I can do.
Yeah.
And he like literally he's just like, man, you need to get into this. Like his face was like,
cute.
I think he just thought I was that bad and that dumb that when he actually saw what I could do, he was like, he had a whole new level of respect for me.
See, I think I could do that. Like when you're with your like and then it's just talking into a camera. But like, let's say like you had to give like a speech in front of like 100 people or something.
Right. That does get nerve-wracking.
Okay, so you would get nervous too.
But after having that though, all my presentations in high school like after that got so much easier.
Wow.
Cuz I remember I had one like we had to do like a PowerPoint presentation where I was in this class it was called Living on Your Own, honestly I feel like more schools should have it and have more of it and make it more mandatory cuz this was just like a you know, whatever class you can pick.
Yeah, an elective.
Uh-huh. And so I wanted to do it. And one of the main projects was you did a PowerPoint presentation. You have this much money and you plan, like, you have to budget your dream vacation.
Wow, that's actually really smart.
Right. It was fun. And so you have, hey, you got to deal with hotels. What are your attractions? This and that. And you have to research, like, how much is it all going to cost? And I think I did Disneyland. And like, I remember I was even like silly about it. Like, I had just burnt my hand, so I got a few extra days on it. I'm like, I can't work on the computer because my hand hurts.
My hand hurts.
It's all blistered and gross. But when I got there, I remember specifically remember my how much money I had left over was like $6.66. And I'm like, and I probably spent $1 on a soda because, you know, a little superstitious here. And like, they all thought that was funny. But yeah, I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, here's this, here's that. But yeah, that's just something that I think comes natural to me now.
That's great.
Like, when it comes to like, if I know what I'm talking about, I think like last second one, I've gotten real nervous and effed that up before. But my dad's the same way. I think my dad would have been really good at this kind of a thing, too. My mom, not so much. She's a little more shy.
Yeah.
Same with my brother.
Yeah.
When my brother does it, it just seems so cheesy.
like a sales pitch.
Yeah, or when he's trying to do a video, like acting, quote unquote, like doing a silly video, he just always does the same dumb face. And I'm like, dude.
Can you do something different for my TikTok?
I'm like, come on. So that kind of a thing. So do you think you've learned anything, like you got anything from your mom?
Oh, my mom. Ooh. I mean, well, going back to like the coupon cutting, maybe like part of my stinginess, I would say, might come from her, because she did not grow up with a lot. So she just kind of had to like make do or wear the same thing or, you know, that kind of.
It's interesting because there's some people that like didn't grow up with a lot, either go completely like save all their money and just do with like the minimum. And then there's other people that go completely the other way. And, like, I want to buy everything.
Yeah, because they didn't have it. Yeah, definitely that. I mean, she was really artistic. She was more artistic, like painting and drawing and like that kind of creativity wise. So I'm not that, but I'm artistic in other ways.
I mean, I've seen your paint and sip. They're better than the one I did that one time.
Oh, my. They are not, girl. My paint and sips are terrible. I'm like, I go in that and I'm like, all right, we're all on the same level. And then I'm like, we're not on the same level. Like, all of you were born with some type of talent, or I was just born with less artistic skill. Like, how can you guys paint? What? And I know it's like rules, so it should be easy, but like even blending, I've done a few of them and they're all terrible. Well, the last one I did was the Eiffel Tower, and then some guy came by who was in the class too and was like, wow, your Eiffel Tower looks really phallic.
No, that.
And I'm like, it kind of does actually.
I'm like, now I want to like lean into it and make it real phallic.
Yeah, a real phallic Eiffel Tower.
One other person says, early adoption to technology because my dad was obsessed with such things, and from my mom being loyal to friends. It's interesting because a lot of it, like, not so much my dad. Like, I did learn some stuff, computer stuff. I remember when he showed us how to use, like, Microsoft Paint on Windows 95.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He taught me that. But then don't get me wrong, I hated it because I'm not a tech person necessarily, but I'm glad I did it. He made me take as many computer classes as I could when I was a freshman in high school.
That's so smart.
Oh, God, I hated it. I don't even think I passed them. But the fact that I know so much about like Word or Excel, and even that, mind you, this is like over 15 years ago.
Yeah, things have changed.
Things have changed, but I've been able to kind of keep up on it.
Yeah.
I did a digital design class, so I learned how to do HTML code. So even something small like embedded codes, like it's very basic. So I'm like, at least I understand what some of this, the
And you already know how to do it. Mean. So you can teach people too.
If I want it, if I needed to, really don't need to anymore, unless you're like in that world, like design.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Not background, but there's a term for it. Anyways.
I'm honestly super like lucky and blessed that BJ's such a nerd in the technology world, because I mean, my fiance's parents like don't even have like a cell phone, like which they're going to get soon, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I'm not really savvy, nor do I mean, I care because of this job. But if I didn't, if I didn't have this, you know, like I'm so like I like to be off the grid. Like I probably wouldn't have any social media, like, which is surprising to a lot of people. But like I really didn't. But BJ loves all that kind of stuff. So he can teach me all the iPhone and the this and the that. And I'm just like, oh, thank goodness, because my mom's not really into that. No. So I'm like, who would, you know, I'm supposed to be the young buck who loves this stuff, who knows all about it. And I'm like,
in a weird way, I love that, like, you and I are both crazy in certain ways and and grandmas in other ways.
Yeah, we really are.
Isn't that funny? I just realized that, 'cause I'm like, I definitely have embraced the whole, like, grandma life, if you will. Like, I like just being in my sweats and working on an art project or working on something that's soothing and comforting to me. But then you're like, no to technology.
No technology. And let me just, the banks are sketchy. Let me just put my money under my mattress and call it good.
Which is not really where you hide it. It's the back of the toilet tank.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell anyone. Just taped there.
Oh, God. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing it. Gross.
You would never touch that money.
How much?
You're like, how much? Yeah, how much you got back there?
I mean, I got a toddler brother. I'm like, I've touched worse.
Ugh. You got gloves too. You'll be fine.
I mean, for the toilet tank water, sometimes you don't got gloves when you wipe in baby butt.
Ugh.
Doesn't she have something fun to look forward to?
I'm getting gloves.
This person says, granddaughter of lawyers, read every single word of everything you sign. Never do a breathalyzer. Daughter of a recruiter, how to make a resume stand out. Follow up with recruiters. Interview well.
Wow. Those are all really good skills to have.
Yeah.
And also, like, sometimes, you know, I've been, like, when you go to the doctor and they say, like, the sign the release form or something, I'm always, like, kind of reading it, pretending to read it. Like, and everyone's just, like, signs it so fast all the time.
Right.
And, like, no one really reads it anymore.
There's times when people are like, so how does this work when buying a house? I'm like, I know I kind of read about it. I don't remember.
Yeah, because you probably had to sign a million documents
when you were doing that.
And like reading it, I feel like take hours.
So you sign a lot of documentation during the process. Like you sign, like, here is, you know, access to this. You got to give permission for that. Give, you know, allow this or credit reports this. You're going to sign this to have a home inspection or whatever it is. And then when you actually like sign the papers for your house, it is, I want to say, like, a stack, a foot and a half high of paper.
It's huge.
Flip sign.
So you didn't, like, read it.
The guy told me what every page meant. Like,
but
this is
so
what
sketchy, because there could be, like, small print writing there that you would never know about.
Yeah.
YOLO.
It could say, hey, or you need to give us your first unborn child. It's like, oh, crap.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right. It's here. Yeah, you can have them.
I mean, like, how much am I paying for rent? I guess that's fair. Oh, man. This is kind of cool. It's like, my mom was a professional ballerina and teaches high level dance. My Nepo baby legacy is being an example at a top academy for quitting in your teens. Look, my kid is now a talented, well-rounded adult, but she's a terrible dancer. It's okay to quit.
Whoa. So she tried it and then was like, this ain't for me, dude.
No. But it's okay.
I always wonder, like, about that, because I feel like you're like, oh, I hope my kid's into this, or I hope, you know, like, I wonder if our parents had anything like, oh, I really hope they love this or love, you know, like, for me, right. Like, if I had, like, a daughter or son or whoever, like, I secretly be like, I hope they're into dancing, you know, or gymnastics, but, like, J-Rub's probably like, I hope they're into not that.
Sports? Was he into sports growing up?
Yeah, he was a little tennis player.
I would not have picked tennis.
He was, I know, isn't that random? Right. He was like a tennis champ.
Wow.
In college. Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, babe. I know, I would picture him like a football player or something.
Right. He's got the build for like being like something strong.
Yeah.
Like a football player.
Back in the day, though, he was a little skinnier. Yeah, but I'm already like, no to football.
Yeah.
No, I'm putting my foot down.
That's a lot of concussions and
sketchy.
Yeah.
Especially when they're chill. I mean, even when they're adults, like all through, like,
and
no.
I mean, you can give us crap on it, but there have been famous football legends who have been asked, would you allow your children to do this? Or if you can go back in time and tell yourself, like, would you do this again? And they all say no.
Do they really?
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, yeah, at some point, like, I mean, a paycheck, I mean, some people would disagree, but I feel like a paycheck isn't, like, worth your health, like, worth your
life,
literally.
Right. Because, like, what quality of life are you going to have after all of that? Like, not.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to be rich, but dang, is it worth it?
Nope.
I know. That's, like, one kind of fear I have if any of my kids are, like, really wanting to do football. Like, you know, like,
how about soccer?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
touch football.
Yeah, how about flag football?
Yeah, exactly. You're fine.
Or what about lacrosse, right? That's okay, right? Or do people get hit with those balls?
Have you ever felt a lacrosse ball?
They're heavy.
I've gotten hit in the eye with a lacrosse ball full speed.
It's like
the
person. A sexy black eye.
Funny enough, I did not get a black eye. Huh. We all were expecting it. My eye was swollen shut, but then, like, after a day, it was fine.
That's kind of a bummer.
A little bit.
Black eyes are, like, hardcore.
But it was kind of fun because I got to swear in front of the teacher and he didn't get mad.
Yeah, you should be able to. Right. You should have sworn at that person. Granted, it was probably an accident, but
it was. He was trying to make a goal. And my reaction, because it was PE class, my reaction is whenever somebody's about to score on your goal, because I played soccer for so many years, go in front of the goal and you block it with your body. And I thought, okay, this is going to hit me in the shoulder, in the arm, the stomach, leg, whatever. Was not expecting my eye.
Why didn't you put your stick out?
Well, I don't know where, like, I think I closed my eyes, like, okay, come on, I'm ready for impact. Not again, soccer, I'm just, even if it hits you in the head and face, it hurts, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, soccer ball.
No, lacrosse ball, yeah, think of, like, it looks like a, what do they call it?
It's like a shot put, right?
It looks like a rocket, or rocket ball. Racket ball, but solid. Heavy and solid.
Ouch.
Yeah, in the eyeball.
Yeah, and, like, kind of the perfect, perfect diameter too, mm-hmm. for like an eye.
Yep, just right in the socket.
You know, soccer ball would get more of your face, so
which I've had
impact.
The imprint of soccer balls on my face before.
See, that's cool.
And on my body, I'm like, yep, that stings. It stings more than anything.
Yeah,
but if it ever comes up, like I had to get a, if I have to give an x-ray on my head, I'm sure there's like a faded, like, something
that'd be
broken,
so cool.
Right. But this one, it's not so much something nepo baby, but something I've kind of learned to do because of waitressing as many years as I did. Mm. And it's funny because I've talked to other people who've waitressed and they're like, yeah, or worked in environments where you didn't really have time. But this person was talking about how their family worked in a restaurant. And if you need a hand cooking for 20 people in an hour's notice, I'm your girl. But it's like, I'm physically incapable of just cooking for two people, though. Hope you like leftovers. But my thinking was, I am used to eating certain types of food cold. And it doesn't bother me because they're like clockwork. I don't know if you ever got this. You're like, you know what? It's kind of slow. It's going to be a dull day. You know, we probably won't get a rush for another hour. So I'm going to order my lunch or my, you know, whatever, eat my food. And then you take a few bites and then rush comes in.
Yeah.
Like clockwork. And so I'm like, and I would jokingly tell people, like, somebody order food so we get a rush in. And so you would be there, like, in the back room or behind a counter, just, like, shoveling food in your mouth as quickly as you can, like, bent over. You're eating, like, hunched over or on, like, a can of, like, beans or whatever in the supply closet.
Yeah, or in the dish pit.
But it's cold, but you still want to finish your food because you paid for part of it.
Like, so now do you eat food cold at home?
Not on purpose. So, like, if I leave it out and I'm like, I don't feel like heating it up, it's cotton cold now because I'm working on something or whatever, I'll still eat it.
Oh, okay.
The one thing I can't stand, though, is when you heat something up and it's warm everywhere except the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's icky. I'd rather eat the whole thing cold or hot.
Oh, that's so bizarre. Because you could just, like, eat the outside and then, like, reheat it.
Which I ended up doing, but then I'm like, it wasn't right.
It didn't feel right.
Well, okay. The example, I went to Dick's Burgers the other day, got myself... I always get myself two orders, so I eat one usually in the car, and then I eat the other one later or the next day, and I put it in the air fryer, so, like, the bun was, like, nice and crispy and everything, but the middle was still cold. So when I put it in the microwave, it got all soggy.
Oh, because would it have got soggy anyway?
No, it just...
Or because of the air fryer.
No, if I put it back in the air fryer, it would have kind of, like, burnt.
But, like, did it get soggy because just of
the microwave?
Oh, so it wasn't because of the air fryer.
No, I just didn't want to heat up the air fryer again.
Dude.
Yeah.
Should have just microwaved that bitch.
Yeah.
Don't be so fancy.
Right. Or just, yeah, figure it out. I'll figure it out. Or pouring a perfect pint of Guinness. Actually, my grandfather taught me how to pour beer.
Yeah, my parents didn't. They're useless.
I think it was my dad and my grandpa, like his dad, but I think it was soda. And, like, you can do this for beer, too. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, yeah, thanks. This will come in handy. And it does.
Do you have anything that, like, maybe you've learned from a sibling or something?
Dang.
Brother, like, is there anything, like, when you think
about it? Man, I try to be, I guess, just more level-headed like my brother.
Okay.
Like, I really, you know, we're very, very, very different. And so, I mean, sometimes I'll ask him, like, his opinion on this or, like, are you surprised by this? And his answer is are always like so chill and kind of just like very like, well, this is like their choice. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, everyone has their choice. Right. You know, you can't control or you can't force or, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of like, wow, Joe. Okay. Namaste. Let me be with that. Let me try to think like that. Because it's just, it's fascinating how wired people are right. differently.
Yeah.
Because
even in similar environments, like yeah. our siblings in general.
Yeah. Or he'll react one where we'll have the same thing going on, but like his reaction is totally different than my reaction. Mm-hmm. So it's more like I'm trying to learn from him, like, okay, maybe I should have a little bit more of your reaction.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
But maybe he needs some more of my reaction too. Just saying.
Get him,
I think
girl.
It's going to be a happy medium. Yeah, we got to get him someone like a little crazy.
Fiery.
Yeah, a little there spicy.
Crazy scares the guys. You need someone spicy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'll have a better name for it.
But we want to know what you got from your parents, your
quote-unquote
siblings. Nepo baby status.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.